Something shifted when at the very beginning of the class in the guided meditation, you were asking questions and speaking around the theme of energies. Mm. And I realized in that moment that it's not something I'm usually paying attention to. Mm. And when you said, who is containing those energies? Mm. It was like a reset button was pressed for, mm-hmm. for that's how I perceived it. And it was a very refreshing feeling. Mm-hmm. And I realized that it was more of a remembrance. It brought in ideas and understandings that when that reset button was pressed, let's say, mm-hmm. it was like wiping a clean slate and then going back to the basic program of the things that we know from being here and listening to the teachings for years, and that we, I just wanted to express that feeling at the beginning, the very beginning of the class, of that reset. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking about the energies, and I was thinking about the day and what I thought were energies. I was more thinking about, I would probably say there are more emotions or feeling states that I was labeling as energies, but I don't know. I'm sure there's energies within those as well. Mm-hmm. But it kind of brought a question of what are energies? What are the differences in energies versus emotions versus feelings? And it wasn't until you said, allow I think you said the self to be absorbed into the self. And that's when that was realized, where there was a difference of energy versus emotion versus feeling states. Mm-hmm. And it was the difference of when I could start to allow, let's say, that absorption to happen, there was much more silence and the chatter was going away. And I thought, oh, those were just feelings. I label something as boredom, let's say, or an energy of tiredness, or whatever. These were all just words and labels, but I don't know if I would consider that necessarily an energy, and there's probably many states of that. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to express that and maybe ask if you can speak about that mm-hmm. a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I think they all are energies, but of different categories and types. So, you know, you have pranic energy, for example, that's bioelectromagnetic energy, and it generally doesn't come with thoughts and labels, but you can just feel it moving through the body, or stuck, or atrophied even, but it, there will be a sense of the flow of the vital life energies in the body. And then there are the physical chemical energies that you can feel that are much grosser, right? And then you get the mental and emotional energies are more subtle, and you can feel how a depressive energy can feel very heavy, or there can be a manic energy that can begin to feel euphoric, or but creating an illusion, a fantasy of some way to leap out of a depressive state, and it's a reactive energy. So you can feel how the energies are either bondaged or are creating a bondage or are liberating. And then the more subtle energies of the soul, of love, and energies of the coherent understanding of the real, the Tao as an energy that is an intuitive knowing, can also be felt at those very subtle levels if the mind is free of the interference patterns of the lower energies. But I think they're all energy, because there's no matter. Matter is convertible into energy, according to Einstein, and that seems to be accurate. But those are quantitative energies, and what we're dealing with in consciousness are qualitative energies that the physicists haven't yet really recognized. But it's those qualitative energies then that produce the effects of the quantitative world that are reflecting back to us a picture of that internal mandala of energies that produces a kind of cymatic structure. You know, like if you have sound energy and you put sand on a plate, it will produce a mandala that will vary according to the sound wave and frequency, et cetera. So we are always putting out a certain kind of frequency or set of frequencies that either will produce that coherent structure or something anomalous and somehow lacking equilibrium and beauty and seeming to have missing aspects that so dots can't be connected and things remain chaotic. So if you can realize the self, it makes all of the energies orderly again and coherent.
Thank you. That really helps. Now I understand a little bit more what was kind of not coherent, and I was trying to understand in that moment. And the reset was like a feeling of more of a removal of these of the chatter and of these stuck type energies that could then be seen of the subtler energies that are, let's say, more associated with silence and bliss and love and these much more beautiful energies that are, I feel they're always there. We don't see them. You say this all the time.
Yes.
And so that reset was so needed because I felt very stuck in a very phenomenal egoic mind. Mm-hmm. And when that can be removed.
Yeah. When you removed it very easily.
There's something else there.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you. Well,
thank you for sharing that. And I hope you'll continue to do the reset until it's your natural state.